silent. Surely it was through. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment, Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you?
This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Pentecostal fire, stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire, stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise that can take a man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a phrase making dead men walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Goodness. Sing it out.
My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that He wants to.
My God is able.
My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that He wants to. Just ask the man who was thrown on the bones of Elijah if there's anything that he can do. Just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb in the garden what happens when God says to move. I feel him moving it now. I feel him doing it. Praise the King. God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that He wants.
My God is able, yours.
My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that He wants to. My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that He wants to. Just ask the man who was thrown on the bones of Elijah if there's anything that He can do. Just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb.
Life in Jesus this morning, that those grave clothes have been removed, God, and we are free to worship You this morning in spirit and in truth, God, that You are searching for a heart this morning that is exposed before You, that is open in worship, God, and that's here. Our heart is open. Can we just listen? Can we just close our eyes and open our heart this morning in worship? We honor You in this place, Father. Speak to us today, God. We yield our hearts, Lord. We remove every barrier around our heart that we can worship You in spirit and in truth, fully engaged with You this morning. Because You're worthy, God. Nothing else is that. You're worthy. Worthy, Father. The weight of His glory and oh, the wonder of His grace, the power of salvation. Oh, that pulled me from the grave. This hope is not empty. Oh, forever He will reign, and He won't be put to shame. Oh, the weight. Oh, the weight of His glory, and oh, the wonder of His grace, the power of salvation. Oh, that pulled me from the grave, this hope is not empty. Thank You, Lord. And forever He will reign, and He won't be put to shame. And oh, God of the ages, sing to the Lord of creation, sing His praise again. And oh, my soul, sing like the heavens are waiting. We'll join like an army of angels, we'll sing His praise again. From the moment of rescue, I have never been the same when His love took me captive. And all my sin was washed away. Now I stand here forgiven. Yeah.
and I know that I am saved, and I won't be put to shame. And oh, my soul, sing to the God of the ages, we'll sing to the Lord of creation, we'll sing His praise again. And oh, my soul, sing like the heavens are waiting, roar like an army of angels, sing His praise again. From the moment of rescue, and I have never been the same, when His love took me captive, and all my sin was washed away, now I stand here forgiven. And I know that I am saved, and I won't be put to shame. And oh, my soul, sing to the God of the ages, sing to the Lord of creation, sing His praise again. And oh, my soul, sing like the heavens are waiting, roar like
Your worship to him today. You've been so faithful, God. You never let us down, no, not once. Oh, we will remember you. We'll sing his praise again. Oh, we'll sing his praise again. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Your evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflowing fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Oh, surround. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord, he is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere, the atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Spirit.
Raise his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised his life up from the dead.
We praise you. Come on, we praise you. You paid the debt for me, God. We will forever praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the one who paid my debt. Raise this life up from the dead.
Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead.
And I stand in and I wanna see your glory like Moses did. Oh, flashes of light and rolls of to walk in your presence. Your glory surrounds me. I'm overwhelmed, but I'm not afraid. No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, no. No, I'm not afraid. No, I'm not afraid. Show me your glory. 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 I long to look. Oh, I long to look on the face of the one
that I love. Long to stay in your presence. It's where I belong.
How I
long to
lovesick for you, Father.
Worshiping, even as we have our community elements, let's just keep giving glory and honor to Jesus.
Your grace is for me just as I am,
an empty-handed but alive in your hands. Some majesty and majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, an empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty, majesty, forever, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty, forever, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
Better than his presence. What else could possibly be so important that we need to leave and to run to? Moses declared, if your presence doesn't go with us, I don't want to move. Joshua wouldn't leave the tent. Even after Moses left, Joshua stayed in the presence of the Lord. Moses stayed in his presence. He was physically altered and changed, that the glory shone on his face, that he had to wear a veil. When John came into the presence of the King Almighty, he fell at his feet as a dead man. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is as important as spending time with was through one who gave it all for us. He didn't have to. He said he'd start over, and Moses said, no, Lord. He wiped the world out, and he said he wouldn't do it again to Noah. He has chosen us as a temple in which he dwells in. Lord, I repent. How often do we ignore your presence in our lives? How often do we not seek counsel from you, Holy Spirit of truth, who lives inside of us, who leads and guides and directs us into all truth? Take a moment now to settle your heart before the Lord, before we take communion. There's no greater time than to repent or to confess sin than right now. It says now salvation is. Not today, but now, right now. From the moment that Adam and Eve sinned, we had a debt. We were born into that sin. When Jesus had a crown of thorns shoved on his brow, penetrating through his skin, and blood flowed down his face, that was ours to pay. And he did it. When Jesus was slapped and spit on and had his beard plucked out of his face and blood flowed down his chin, down his neck, through his chest, that was our debt. And he paid it. When he was sitting there tied to the whipping post and his back was striped, was plowed, and he bled all over the ground, that was our debt, and he paid it. When nail was driven through his hands and blood flowed, that was our debt. When it was driven through his feet and blood flowed, that was our debt. This is the cost of our sin. This is the cost of redeeming our lives. This is the debt that we owed. When his side was pierced and blood and water flowed, that was the debt that we paid. The very debt that Jesus took, that's our debt. We deserve to die because of sin, every one of us. But we praise the one who paid it all. He paid our debt. And now he stands before the Father in heaven. He's sitting there and he says, clean, my blood, Jesus, my blood I poured out. They are mine. They are redeemed. They are reconciled. I fulfilled the purpose, your will, God, in heaven for their lives back to you. And so we hold in our hands here a representation of his body that was beaten for us. The debt of healing paid in our hands we hold right now. We must decide by faith when we receive to receive that paid debt, to receive the healing born in his stripes. So today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take by faith the broken body of the Lamb of God who was slain. Let's take together. Praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life back up from the dead. In our hand as we hold the blood of Jesus, his representation of all that is accomplished in our lives. Through this blood, we are dead to sin. I know sometimes you may not feel it. Sometimes you may not believe it. But it's the truth. You are dead to sin. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I live. The The life I now live, I live through the faith of Jesus. His life through us. See, there's a new man inside of us. We often think of it as a war between two entities inside of us. It's not. We are a new creation. The old things have passed away. They are dead. Help us today, Holy Spirit, to have an understanding, revelation in our heart that we are a new creation, that a new man lives inside of us, Jesus. Because you paid our debt. You made a way back to the Father, and we are your temple. Let's take together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just sing Majesty one more time? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Majesty.
Come on, he's holy. He's worthy. Sing it.
Majesty.
To you be the glory, Jesus. To you be the honor, Jesus.
Your grace is found me just as I am.
Hallelujah. You made a way, Jesus.
Empty-handed, but singing majesty.
He's holy. He's holy. Let him know. He's worthy.
And majesty forever. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands.
Diane was praying this morning about identity. When I say that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that's his word, that's what he says, but some of you don't believe it. When Peter made the confession, when Jesus asked him, who do you say I am? And he spoke out an identity for Jesus that had not yet been spoken. When he said that he's the Son of the living God. And in that moment, as Jesus' identity was revealed, he gave Peter a new identity. Today, some of you need to receive the identity of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your life. Some of you need to receive righteousness. What does that mean? It means this. It means you are right with God. You're not his enemy any longer. The blood paid the price that brought peace between you and God through Jesus Christ. You are at peace with God right now. Stop thinking that he is waiting to judge you. Stop thinking that you are unworthy. Stop thinking that you don't add up, that you don't measure up. The truth is, none of us do. But Jesus made the way. Jesus paid the debt. Jesus blotted out the sin. Jesus canceled death upon your life. Jesus has risen, so you are alive again. Jesus is returning and you will live forever. This is the truth we need to grab a hold of today. Stop thinking of yourself as less than. See yourself seated in heaven next to God the Father. When God speaks to Jesus, he goes through you to speak it. When Jesus speaks back to the Father, your spirit is there with him. You say, I don't understand that, Pastor. You don't have to understand that, but you need to receive it today by faith in the name of Jesus, that you are righteous, that you are whole, that you are healed, that you are saved, that you are delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ and through his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you. We worship you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I am strong. We don't say how we feel. We don't say what we see. We walk this walk by faith in the Son of God. in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's faith in this house. There's faith in the Father's house. When the prodigal son left, faith never left the father's house. He says there was a famine in the land. Guess who still had provision? Guess who still had the robe and the ring and the shoes and the fatted calf? The Father's house did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, this is your church. Do with it as you will. Jesus, you are king. You are the head of the church. We are not. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way in this house. Be glorified, Jesus. So we just honor you right now. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence. We thank you, Jesus, for your name. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. We honor and we magnify you now. We declare you are holy and worthy of all praise. We bless you. And it's in your name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Let's just give a praise offering unto the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Magnify him. Hallelujah. It's okay to use your words too. Jesus, we love you. We magnify you and praise you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.